There's a lot of things I'm scared of. I'm not this person who's fearless. I think we often conflate like courage with fearlessness. No, I'm not. I have fears. For sure I do. But a man in a dress will never be one of them. I will just never be scared of that. I think that person's a coward. Again, I'm not trying to dilute,
But it is bigger than a man in a dress. It's human beings with, as you said, hate in their heart to the point that they are physically assaulting you and the words. And does that not take a toll?
It takes a toll to a degree. Of course, the time I spend traveling away from my family, the emotional toll, of course, of reading the different comments on social media, which I really try to refrain from. And when I do, the support is tenfold in comparison to the negative. But the negative ones, they stick, of course. So it takes a toll, but in the same breath, this is a hill I'll die on. Because understand it's so much broader than just women's sports here. The mm-hmm. premise of the gender ideology movement as a whole, the premise of it is that we're denying, of course, biblical truth, but objective truth, the most basic of truths at that. I mean, the sheer essence of mm-hmm. humanity, man and woman, mm-hmm. we're being asked to deny. That's as if we're being asked to deny that the sky is blue. Again, stemming from the tippy top, the people leading this country, the people in the White House right now, this is stemming all the way from that and, of course, trickling all the way down. And so I just see this as, looking into the future and understanding history, understanding what it means once you start to deny truth and control language and the propaganda that's being spread through the media, the pinning of parents and kids against each other, the breakdown of our faith, mm-hmm. the breakdown of our freedoms, understanding all of these little things for what they are, and I guess the bigger picture, it should scare everyone.
It should.
It's a lot scarier, that outcome, than what we face now,
mm-hmm.
What I've faced now. So it's worth it to me. It's as if we're being asked to say 2 + 2 = 5.
Mm-hmm.
And again, mm-hmm. you talk to someone from North Korea, or China, or Germany, or Cuba, or Brazil, or Venezuela, or the Czech Republic, or Russia, or any of these countries that have once embraced this Marxist, communist, right. socialist regime, and they'll tell you it's a slippery slope.
And it's a slippery slope
that we're headed down.
I 100% agree with you, and I think a lot of people do, a lot of people who are afraid to say it. And that's why I do feel, I'm so grateful that you don't have that fear, the fear of speaking up and speaking your truth and the truth. What are you afraid of?
Spiders. No, I am.
Arachnophobia.
Yeah. No, I am. I think something that does kind of make me fearful in a sense is what happens if we don't. And it's always been like this. Again, being an athlete, you set goals. What scares me is if you don't achieve those goals. That, to me, a very much performance outcome, performance mindset, that's what kind of weighs on me. Other than that, clowns, don't like those things either. Forget those. I watched the movie Pennywise or It the Clown,
yes.
the original one when I was way too young. Yeah. And I had to take my dog to the bathroom with me for, my whole life. I was so scared of, the clown.
I have a visual now of you and the dog.
Oh, totally. Daisy. Daisy yeah. went everywhere with me. But from a worldly perspective, in regard to this movement, there's just not a ton. People like Keith Olbermann, people like Katie Porter, who says that I'm this, or Senator Scott Wiener here in California, who says I'm this cause celebrity or whatever. It doesn't deter me. It doesn't scare me. It really only shows me that you're right over the target. And people don't waste ammunition on targets they don't want to hit.
Mm.
So bring it on.